Look, these are very daunting times, and this is all new territory for all of us. My concern, and more importantly, the concern of a lot of my constituents who are seeing their teenage kids going to secondary school for the first time, very daunting for the young ones themselves. It's a new beginning, it's a new chapter in their lives. But the concerns that that are being expressed to me, and I have them myself, is that the state, the Fianna Fáil government under Micheál Martin, are asking us to social distance. But yet when our children go on to the school, they're expected to sit within inches of somebody else. They're asked when they go into the school to make sure to keep themselves safe and you know, to adhere to the social distancing and to clean hands and face masks. But also it has been brought to my attention, and I've been in contact with a number of schools and the department themselves, is that the school children now going on to first year and the other years to follow is expected to clean part of the school, that it's recommended by the state to get the children to bring in cloths and to start wiping down tables and chairs. I don't think that's acceptable. Children are going to school to learn. They're not going to school to start cleaning. Everybody wants to play their part in tackling the COVID virus, but I just think this is a step far, far too far, and it puts more added pressure on teenagers. It puts more added pressure on the school staff, the school community, who I'd like to recognise and applaud for the work that they're doing themselves as well. But I just think that the department, and I'm certainly no expert here at all, but I think that the government is showing a very, very poor leadership here by asking our children to keep social distancing apart from when you're going to the school, and expected to put the children at risk by sitting beside others and putting possibly their family and the bus staff and companies at risk as well. This is not acceptable, and it's certainly not acceptable to recommend that our children go to school and start cleaning.
But what would you have the government do, or different, you know, schools do? Like, in reality, we don't know how long COVID-19 is going to be with us, and surely instilling in children a good cleaning regime, and who else is really going to really do it, surely that's going to benefit children in the long run, that maybe this is the way forward, that things need to be thoroughly cleansed down, and it's up to each individual to do that.
Well, no, I don't believe it is up for children at 12, 13 years of age to be expected to start cleaning schools. I think what has to happen is that there has to be the staff that is needed to cleanse and give deep cleaning. And to my understanding is that they have to wear PPEs to do that proper cleaning. I don't think that's acceptable in any way, means or form, to expect our children to go into school to start cleaning a school. And again, I believe this is only adding to more pressure on the school community as a whole. And the department and the government are just absolutely all over the shop in relation to this and showing really bad leadership.